And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on the radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. We've got Maddie from AFCO going to be joining us, talking all kinds of the great stuff. So much to cover. Huge ICAST for AFCO, lots of new products, lots of great info, and lots of great fishing information, man. We had a great week. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, fresh back from ICAST. And
yeah, good, yeah. Great time. We're always so stoked to have Matt in here, Matt Quinnell from AFCO. And I was telling Corey before the show, Matt's like one of my most favorite people to have on the show because, you know, it's just been so fun watching your career path with AFCO. I mean, I remember, you know, Matt and Jerry calling the radio show and having fun and kids, and now, you know, seeing you start with such a rad company and, you know, you started in the warehouse pulling shirts, and now, like, now when I have AFCO questions, like, Matt's who I call, like, for the tackle store, like, real technical, like, hey, man, you know, I don't know what's up, you know, what do you think about this? And just, there's, you are so dialed with that company, and we are stoked to have you in here this morning. Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, morning. No, I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, you know. The other day I was, like, looking back, and can't believe I'll be 10 years next June, so I just passed my 9 years. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun, and get to work with my mom every day and such a rad crew. So it's been great, especially when you love fishing, to be a part of that company.
AFCO is such a rad company in all aspects. You know, I working in the tackle store, like, we love their stuff. Like, AFCO makes the best stuff. You guys put so much work and research and development into whatever it is, whether it's tackle, it's clothing, it's technical, whatever it is, it's like, it's always stuff. But on the behind the scenes side, you know, from working in the retail shop, like, oh my God, the best company to deal with. Like, people like your mom, like, the most, like, every person that you talk to is just so dialed, and shipping happens so fast, and it's just it's a rad company, and you guys have received so many accolades, and it's for a reason. I mean, you're kicking ass. It's great.
You know, yeah, it's a ton of fun, and that really goes back. You know, Bill Shedd always says it's the people that make the company work, and that's true. I mean, we all live it. We love it. And it's just a good mix, you know, and we've had a lot of success, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's rad. Now, speaking of success, iCast just wrapped up. I know you're fresh back from Florida, and that's kind of where a lot of the new stuff gets introduced. And you guys have had some pretty big shoes to fill the last couple of years, receiving some of the top accolades and awards from iCast. How did this year fare?
You know, this year was really good. You know, we kind of went into some new categories in footwear with our new ankle boot. Wes, you know, won the footwear category.
So that was best in show from that category,
yeah.
Kind of thing?
Okay. You know, you're going up against Extra Tough,
sure.
Others, and then like Hook, and so that was really cool for us to win that. And then on the men's side, we won for our Barricade outerwear suit, so it's a 30K waterproof bib and jacket.
Wait.
Right.
Fall back a minute.
30K.
When Anhydrous came out, now years ago, that was like the most blow doors on every piece of foul weather gear ever.
Yeah.
And I think that was like a 20K suit, and it was just somehow the most comfortable. You still moved around in it. You didn't feel like you were wearing like a big rubber trash bag. And then it was one of those, like, there's no way it gets better than this, and then they did the next one and the next one. So how on earth have you improved off of what you've already done with all the different suits in years past?
Yeah, so the Barricade family is a two-suit system. So we have one suit that's pretty comparable to what Anhydrous was 2-3 years ago. And then the next step up from that is what we call our Barricade Elite. So that's our most premium suit we offer. And that's a four-layer saltwater-grade material. So super durable offshore. The water beads up and falls off really nice. We've tested that across the country. And it's pretty much bulletproof.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, I mean, it makes Anhydrous look kind of mediocre, which is wild.
Yeah, because when that came out, that was the most innovative suit ever.
Yeah. Yeah, so super breathable, and that comes from, you know, a lot of our designers now that work for us, they come from Reebok, Fox Racing, some of these, like, really big national brands. So they're very, you know, technically driven, and then we take our fishing knowledge and apply it to their knowledge of apparel, and that's kind of where this comes from.
What's wild, what I love so much about that is it's hard to find foul weather gear that's not hugely insulated and, you know, meant to go ice fishing. You know, like, sure, those ones keep the wind off of you and keep the water off of you, but they're also meant for being on the lake, and we don't need that out here. You know, we're in a skiff, and if it's a little overcast, you got your Reaper on underneath to keep you warm. And this, like, coming home from tuna fishing on the skiff when I know the wind's coming the wrong direction and we're going to get spray on the way home, you suit up and stay 100% dry, but still very comfortable underneath.
Yeah, and I think that's just, you know, when I was a kid, my dad and I were fishing, it was always the heaviest, thickest material was, like, going to keep you dry and warm. But in today's technology, I mean, you look at our suits, and they're extremely lightweight, almost lighter than your average, like, fleece jacket. But, I mean, do just as much as the old suits, if not more, keeping you warm and dry. So
yeah, it's like, how can you put on a jacket coming home in summertime fishing and not be sweating underneath? You know, like, you don't. Like, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And you know, I use it, so I love it, and you know, it's been really good.
So you said there was two families to Barricade. Barricade,
so that's the standard Barricades are, like, price point. It's about $500 for the complete suit, and that's comparable to what Anhydrous was,
mm-hmm.
With some updates to some of the features. And then Barricade Elite is the saltwater-grade material, and that's our $850 to $900 retail suit, and that's the most premium suit that you can buy from us today.
And you guys have quite a few levels and layers of foul weather options through AFCODE.
Yeah, so we have everything. You know, we kind of look at it as, like, the good, better, best. So we have our, which starts at $100, like our Transformer, which is your standard, you know, throw over 10K waterproof jacket and pant.
But let me stop you one more time, too. Like, the good is inexpensive and still fully waterproof, again, very, very comfortable jacket. Like, the good of right now is 10 times better than the best thing that was available a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, like, And to be honest, like, I have the most premium Barracude Elite suit, and I probably wear that 10% of the time. I mean, I was in South Carolina for our sales meeting a few months ago, and we were offshore fishing, and I was in our Transformer suit, which is $200. And it's completely dry, no issues or anything. So it just kind of depends where you fall on that. You know, I'm going out every weekend, I really want to be dry, I'm in the center console, then you probably want a bib or a jacket, but you don't necessarily need that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And now I skipped ahead so far. Which of the products won the award for this year? What was the new release that you were talking about?
Yeah. So the biggest one's the boot that we won for footwear. The Barracude suit for the foul
Barracude.
Weather.
Okay. So
yeah.
That's the middle ground.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. And that was what was introduced this year and won another big award.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then in addition to that, we won for a Cocoa Boardy board short, and that board short's made out of recycled coconut husk and polyester.
Oh, that's cool.
So just kind of that, you know, AFCO's biggest thing. Our biggest focus for the next 2 years is really sustainability. We use so much plastics and materials that we probably shouldn't use. So all of our performance is going to recycled polyester or like an eco-nil material, which is recycled fishing nets and carpet shavings. And so this is like the next version of that, the recycled coconut husk and the board short. And then in the women's category, we won for our Reaper windproof jacket, which we've had in the men's, and we just did a women's version of it this year.
No surprise that thing won. That is still the most asked for, and everybody that gets one always says the same thing, like, dude, this is the best piece of clothing I ever got.
Yeah, that's, you know, we always sit in the office like when we're looking at inventories, and we're like, well, is it going to slow down this year? And we're like, nope, keep on. They're cranking. So
if somebody's not familiar, explain what Reaper, because we talk about it on the radio show a lot, but you know the product so much better and have a better job of explaining what Reaper is for those that you know, hear it talk about it but aren't familiar.
Yeah. So the Reaper Reaper is a family now. Originally, it started as like a basic fleece layering piece with a face-warming buff, and that just took off like wildfire about 2.5-3 years ago. So people came to us, and they're like, hey, we want a, you know, like a windbreaker-style Reaper. So we have our Reaper windproof. And then some of the guys, like my dad's size, were like, well, I can't pull it over my head. I want a full zip because it's easier to get on. So, you know, taking those features and integrating it to a fully what I would consider like convertible version where you can interchange the mask and the zipper. So we have like a full zip version. And then even this year we launched like a premium version of it, which, again, how do you do that? But it's
because it's already a premium product.
It's already a premium product, yeah. And it's essentially just a warmer material with what I consider like a honeycomb fleece liner in it.
Okay.
So
when it started, it was just a really killer slick hoodie, you know what I mean, but like it had every feature you would want. It was the wind didn't get through it. When water splashed onto it, it would beat up and roll off, but it was still like a very comfortable regular feeling hoodie. The little face warmer was never in your way when you didn't want it, but when you're blasting across El Salto in the morning, you just kind of pull it up and it just covers your face. And
yeah,
and, but like it was, and the, you know, the hood tucked in the back, like all the stuff that when you needed it, when the weather was a little funky, it was there, but it never got in the way. And it just took off.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, I use it all over fishing Clemente. My dad and I were in Baja. It's like my universal.
Yeah,
anywhere I'm going,
totally.
It's going in my bag. I mean, at ICAST, I packed one. Just never know.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's great. So a huge ICAST. Now, how does that work? How does the best in show, like who is it that decides, okay, yeah, this is the best boot out there, this is the best rain gear? Like how does that all work?
Yeah, so at ICAST, what they call a new product showcase. So I think this year there was over 900 entries. And, you know, there's multiple categories in that entire, you know, process. And essentially the buyers and media of the industry go in to this new product showcase room, and they go through and they can get their hands on the product, and then they actually vote out of everyone who made a submission who's the winner.
Okay.
And that's how we...
So it's your peers that are determining.
Yeah,
winner.
It's
that's
all your
great.
Peers, yeah. So it's all the people that you want to be impressed with.
Uh-huh.
The people buying it for their stores, it's the people writing about it in articles and online. So for us, I mean, you know, I'm on the sales side. It's really cool because I can use that as a tool when I go out and talk to people, but it's cool for the design team to know, hey, like, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
people
big time.
Who really are buying it are saying, you know, thumbs up.
Now, let's go backwards a minute and talk about the boot. The boot won, and, I mean, like you say, that's a field with a lot of competition. And, you know, you look out the door from the world headquarters here, and there's a lot of people wearing boots, and that's going up some like, generational lifetime competition.
Yeah.
So to win an award there has got to be a huge deal, too.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge deal. For us, we've all, you know, as fishermen, have worn every boot. I know I've worn Extra Tough since I was probably like 5 years old.
Yeah.
And what we've done is we've just taken some features that we felt can be improved and put them in our boot. So we have like an increased arch support in ours, you know, really nice sole that wicks moisture away from your foot, reinforce the outer rim of the boot, and then we actually have a custom sole template so you get more grip on the deck when you're walking around.
Taller boot, shorter boot, what's the boot like? Like,
so right now it's just an ankle style boot, and it's going to come in a solid color and a printed. The actual like style or kind of like template is what any of the ankle boots out on the market are now, just with kind of all the features internally that we've put together. And then we've been field testing it now for quite some time. Ben Florentino, he's been wearing it for a while, so and he's been pretty impressed with it. I mean, you know, he's offered a lot of valid feedback. When you're on the water that much, you know, you get to put it to some use.
So. Nobody better, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anything we test pretty much goes to Benny and then kind of goes to everyone else after because he's pretty good about giving commentary on it. So
that's awesome. Well, hey, we got a special guest on the line. We got Pete calling in. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for being there. I just wanted to let you know I'm not quite dead yet, like Monty Python said. I came back from Katmai and I tested positive for COVID, and I'm fine now. I'm actually, even Lolly's gonna let me back in the house today, so that'll be a nice thing. But I just, out of sign of caution, I wanted to make sure to protect you guys and you know, Matt with his new baby and everything, and Rick leaving for Cedros, and of course Corey being an old man like me, you know, you just gotta be careful, right? But anyway, all good. I'll be back next weekend.
Good,
but I heard you talking about Reaper, and I had to weigh in on Reaper because I put Reaper to the ultimate test last week at Katmai because it was freaking gnarly cold up there. I can tell you,
right?
It was gnarly cold and it was gnarly wet. Okay, and I mean, very, very, very unusual weather for July and Katmai. It was more like September, October weather up there. Just very unusual. Bob was scratching his head, going, you know, what the heck's going on? But anyway. Anyway, it is unbelievable. I mean, that thing kept me warm. I mean, the mask that pulls over your face is like a game changing situation. And then you put the hood on top, and then the I had five layers on every day. Five layers.
Jeez,
and
that's real cold.
And I probably could have used a sixth layer. That's how cold it was. Because, you know, it was windy and cold and wet, and, you know, and I'm a thin-skinned Southern Californian. You know, I just don't do cold well. So,
and cold is very different when you put you know, rain, misty on it, and then blow wind over the top of it. Like that. You'd take 0 degree and dry over 35 degrees and misty, rainy anytime.
Yes, for sure. But Reaper is, you know, there's a bunch of reasons it's so great. It's very transportable. It's a thin layer, but it's like a thick layer. You know, it's not a bulky, thick layer. It really is a great layer to add to your arsenal if you haven't already. And like I say, the biggest thing is that being able to pull over and keep your neck warm and your face warm and that whole thing, just adding it to your layers. If you don't have Reaper, you're out of your mind. You got to have it. It's really an unbelievable piece of equipment to have in your arsenal, whether you be here in Southern California or you're in Alaska or wherever. You got to have the a Reaper. And I'm very excited about having the new thicker layer Reaper, too, because that sounds great, Matt.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. That is going to be released. I think that one starts shipping September 1st, so we'll have to get you guys one to test out.
That's exciting.
Okay. Yeah, we can put it to the test for sure. But I just wanted to weigh in on all the AFCO products. They're fantastic. It's my, like Corey and Rick, it's my regular wear every day. That's all I wear. AFCO makes the absolute best products. They are the absolute finest company in the industry. There's none better. And Matt, you do such a great job of representing them, and we're so proud of you and the way you've grown up around Let's Talk Hookup and around AFCO too. And it's a thrill to have you on the show today and actually be sitting here listening to you. And thanks for covering for me, guys. And again, I'll be back next weekend, and you can't keep me down.
That's right. I got the call from Pete, was just like, man, you're not going to believe this on the flight home, you know, and we all felt the same way. I mean, we were good either way, and we kind of knew, especially like how good, Pete, you said you were feeling throughout the week, kind of knew you would be fine to do the show this weekend. Like you say, just to be cautious, just to be safe, hang out, enjoy the show for the weekend, and yeah, we got you covered, and really looking forward to the detailed report of Katmai next week when you're back.
Sounds great, guys. I'll be tuning in on the Let's Talk Hookup app right here, sitting, waiting, and enjoying the show. So thanks a lot for covering.
Awesome, Pete. Glad you're feeling better, and we'll look forward to having you back in the studio next weekend. It's going to be a great show today, Corey.
Oh, lots of fun. Absolutely. Having Matt in the studio from AFCO. He knows it all, and just growing up in the industry and being a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And we want you to be a part of the show, too. It's telephone number is one way to do it. It's 213-432-1090. You can reach us that way. Or reach us via the app, and that's texting the show there. Go on the app. It's a free download. Super cool. You can listen to all the archives and last week's shows. They're actually up now. Adam's back from his vacation, and last week's shows are up if you missed those. And we're just going to have a fun couple of hours talking cool stuff. Like Pete said, I mean, the AFCO stuff is honestly, it's like a lifestyle type of product. It's what I wear. It's what I wear fishing. It's what I wear in my normal day. I think the only thing they don't make, Rick, is underwear. That's probably right. I
mean, we do tackle make boxers. Underwear. Yeah. Yeah. You don't know about tackle boxers? Come on, family.
I didn't know. Hey, we're going to have to learn more about that. Hey, when we come back, again, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. You're going to learn more like I'm learning when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app to Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there, too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a bus full of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details. We'll be right back.
sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the fast capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I was so blown away that they actually do make underwear. I forgot to tell you that we're actually giving away a couple cool prizes.
Dude, you're not kidding today, right? Man. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. So by calling the show, 213, the lines are full right now. But when one line does drop, you can give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Giving away a cool Urban Angler backpack. I own one myself, and it's just a really cool, like, it's got a water pack. It's a how would you describe it? It's kind of a smallish backpack, but perfect for that, like,
dude,
guy shore pounding.
Yeah, exactly. And that was our goal with it, is, like, what do you really need when you're hitting ponds or you're hitting the coast or what? And that's what that backpack's for. It's got a hydration pack. You can put a few Plano boxes in it. It's got a few pages if you want to put, you know, lures or baits in them. It even has like a little rod attachment. So if you're, you know, using a bait caster, you can put your spare on your back and walk around. It's done really well, and it's lightweight. It's comfortable. It's got a really nice, like, arch back system, so you're not sweating all day long in it.
Well,
so
the arch back system, I didn't know how to describe it, but I could tell you that it keeps you from sweating the heck out of your yourself. So it separates the backpack from your back.
Yeah. It's like a structured mesh, like I would call it, like a liner.
Rigid,
holds the
soft though.
Yeah, it's soft and it holds the bag probably like a half inch off your back.
So one of those is going to our lucky texter, and then a lucky caller is getting $100 worth of apparel, hats, shirts.
Yeah, whatever you want from AFCO.com, you know, you'll get a code and you can go on a shopping spree and pick up some new gear.
Sick. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The that backpack, shame. We all thought the same thing when it came in. Like yet again, everything AFCO does, like, you can tell, like, a fisherman put this together, you know, and no offense to anybody else or any other product, but, like, this wasn't a design team that said, okay, we need a backpack, let's put some straps on it. But, like, everything about it, the size perfectly fits a single Plano 3600 or multiple small ones. It's got, like, those little divider worm binder style sleeves already built into it. Like, there's a bunch of pockets, but not a stupid amount. And it's, like, the perfect thing to have a box, your pliers, couple spools of fluorocarbon, your water bladder in the back, and away you go. And it's perfect.
Hey, fishing the shore at the lake or surf fishing, it's like the perfect ideal thing.
When you are hiking into somewhere, like, you don't want to deal with 30 pounds of gear on your back. Like, you want the minimal to not have to deal with it, and that's exactly what it is.
It is. So one lucky texter there, and the caller's getting $100.
Yeah, well, we're really looking forward to it, man. Going to be a great show today. If you want to join us, give us a call again. Like Corey said, 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Sean? Sean, calling from Lomita. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Sean?
Morning.
Hey, what's going on? I know you guys are doing great, so I won't bother asking. I just want to say, Matt, the AFCO brand is just the best. What is some of the history back behind it? And also, I've had, I love my shorts. Or, you know, most of the time I'm wearing it when I'm not fishing. And I love the when I used to have a flip phone, my flip phone would fit in the flyer pocket. But now with big iPhones and everything, my phone doesn't fit in the flyer pocket, in the pliers pocket. So I was wondering if there's anything that could make a model where I could slide my 12 plus into my pocket without having to go in my normal big pocket, like a side pocket like that. And in history of AFCO, I'd like to know about that.
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, the history of AFCO started in 1958. The gentleman who started it was J.C. Axelson, and he was an aircraft wending gear engineer, and he was a big offshore fisherman. And at the time, there was roller guides on the market, but none that met his standards as an angler. So what he did is he went out and he designed what he felt was the best roller guide on the market, and was really successful with it. In the early 70s, he passed away. His wife had the company, and that's when Milt Shedd, the father of Bill Shedd, who currently owns AFCO, purchased the company from the widow. And, you know, the tackle line developed, Milt started doing gaffs and unibuts and belts and harnesses.
Such a history of taking things that just needed, like, they weren't good enough. You know, big game fishing was taking off, and, you know, wood butts were how the rods were, and they were breaking, and they weren't strong enough, so let's build a better mousetrap. And the same thing with gaffs. They weren't up to it. Let's make this better. The roller guides were how were they? Let's make them better. Like, they just took every fishing thing and made them like the best, made them better than what was available.
Yeah, and then from there, Bill Shedd got involved with the company. Milt was going through some medical, you know, issues and needed someone to come on temporarily to run the business. And Bill never thought, you know, he'll tell us today, he never thought he was going to work for his dad or AFCO long term, but it just ended up being that way. So Bill gets on board. And the entire show, you know, they're very smart individuals, and his thought process at the time was, okay, well, the tackle business is kind of peaked for us right now. What's the next step? And he'll tell you to this day, he was on a father-daughter, like, church retreat with some friends, and one of his friends says, you know, Bill, there was something on the lines of, like, why don't you make apparel or something like that? And so it stuck with Bill, and that's how, like, our 01 original short started. And then the brand is kind of built off of that.
I mean, think about that, too. Like, back then, nobody made a quote-unquote fishing short. You know, like, that wasn't a thing. Like, nobody had something that had features built in for a fisherman.
Rick, literally nobody.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing made even toward remotely close.
There's no plier pockets. There's no, like, hey, you're going to get blood on this, then you're going to go home, throw them in the washer, and the blood's going to be out of it. Like, that didn't exist.
Yeah, no, and one thing I'll hang our hat on is we are definitely the first company in the industry to have a fishing short with a Cordura line plier pocket. You know, back in the day, that's like the MO1 short.
Yeah.
And you know, Bill and his dad were pouring tuna blood on the material, leaving it on the roof of AFCO and to dry, and then washing it 2 days later, and it would wash out. So, you know, things just kind of progressed, and the clothing kind of built. And then for so long, you know, we were known in the saltwater world. And about 5 years ago, we had some people come to us and go, well, clothing's universal. Why aren't you selling to the freshwater guy? So, you know, if you look at the coastline, there's only so much coast. Inland, there's a lot more anglers that were never touched before. So we started, you know, working with Bass and some of the freshwater guys. And so AFCO has grown from just a company that was in the, you know, on the coast in the southeast and the west, and now we're, you know, across the Midwest and other parts of the country that we were never before. I mean, we're selling stuff in South Dakota to ice fishermen and whatnot. So it's progressed a lot.
And now you see some of the biggest names in bass fishing wearing AFCO gear and AFCO clothing, and, like, the people who, like, I mean, who truly do demand the most technical product and the highest end elite pros. You know, you see AFCO everywhere, and you don't just see those guys do it, but you see all the guys weekend warrior fishing, and for the same reason, everything you guys do in the technical clothing side is purpose built.
Yeah, and that's a, you know, we always say anyone can make a shirt or a short, but can you do it right? Can you do it where it withstands, you know, the elements and wear and tear? And that's our goal. You know, we, as much as we want someone to be a customer for a, you know, long period of time, we also want them to buy something and have it for 20 years and say, wow, they did it right. And with our shorts, like our MO1, people will tell you, oh man, I've had it for 30 years and it's still working. And that's our goal with every product that we make, is, you know, longstanding, you know, longevity for the customer.
That's awesome. I remember when you were talking about going into the bass market and building suits for those guys, and the challenges that a guy like me never thought about, of a guy ripping across the lake at 70 miles an hour. Like, you can't have a normal hoodie because that thing's going to catch air and be like a parachute when you're trying to go down the lake. So figuring out, like, all the challenges that exist to build something that's better than everybody else are pretty real.
Yeah, and that's like such the benefit of working with all the people that we do, from the, you know, weekend warrior guy that's on our pro staff all the way to, like, the elite guy that we work with. Is everyone has a different perspective and a different need, and that's how our products evolve. I mean, you'll see, like, a rain suit in the line for 5 years, but every year there's changes to it. So that's been really fun.
That's awesome. Well, now answering the other question, because I gotta say, like, I get it. Like, I chuckled, Sean, here in your question about the plier pocket being the right phone pocket. But man, I get it. That's the first place my phone goes into too.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat with you. Yeah, I have the big 12 plus, you know, like essentially small computer in your pocket now. There's no plans for us to build a bigger plier pocket, and a lot of that is just because of the weight that any pocket really adds to shorts, especially because all of our plier pockets are corduroy lined, so your needle nose don't break through the pocket. So it's definitely a unfortunate thing with technology growing and in pockets not, but we don't have any plans to expand the size
of that. That's funny. Hey, well, right. Sean, appreciate the phone call very much. Well, again, when we started the show, we talked about the great fishing that was going on, and somebody that experienced some great fishing was our good buddy Ryan Christensen, who hosted our Let's Talk Hookup 4-day trip on board the Royal Star. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Ryan.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Everybody's doing great. We're anxious to hear. We know that there's been some excellent fishing to be had, and saw some photos, man. Looks like you guys really got into it.
Yeah, we had an absolutely fantastic trip on that beautiful Royal Star. We had the first night out, we had really good knife jigging for that like 50 to 100 plus pound bluefin, and then just some fantastic kelp patty fishing, and it was just a wonderful trip all around with a great group of guys, and the boat was beautiful, the food was good. I just can't get over it. I'm still on a little high from it right now.
Pretty darn cool to do a 4-day trip this time of year for exactly the reasons you just described. Is you kind of get to take advantage of both options that exist. There's some tremendous kelp patty variety fishing happening right now. Yellowtail, Dorado, yellowfin tuna, lots of yanking and cranking and staying busy. But the big fish option is very much at play too. And as often big fish is, it's kind of trophy hunting. And when you are fishing big ones, you don't always, you know, you're not always loading the boat full of them. It's high risk, high reward. But on a 4-day trip, especially on a boat like the Royal Star, you get to enjoy a little taste of both of them.
Yeah, Captain Randy really maximized all of our opportunities. We took off, and I think the weather was looking like it was going to be a little sketchy out in the bluefin zone for the end of our trip. So we went out there on the first night, and by about 10:30, they started biting, and they just started biting better and better. And one suggestion I would have if you're heading out to do that night fishing is try to get a nap on your way out, because the time at the rail is super important on that.
That's great advice. I mean, you got to kind of pick and choose your times, because you don't want to be asleep when those things come through, because sometimes the window is short.
Yeah, and they bit really well right before breakfast.
That's awesome. What was the hot jig setup on the trip, Ryan?
So I was using a Talica 20 on a rail rod with a 100-pound braid, a 100-pound wind on, and then on the way out, I had some smaller neck jigs and stuff, but I stopped by the shop there and picked up a 400-gram rip roller that you guys had custom rigged with the 200-pound leader on it, and that thing was hitting pretty good.
That's awesome, man. What a good trip. Well, certainly sounds like a great one. Variety, big ones, all the things that we always hear, you know, Captain Tim and Randy talking about, the killer food and the killer crew, right? Sounds like a great trip, and thanks for doing such a great job hosting.
Well, thanks for having me, and it's good to talk to you guys, and have a good show. And Matt, it's awesome to see how well you're doing over there.
Awesome. Good talking to you, Ryan, and glad you had a blast on the boat. I know I was walking up and watched her back in, and I was like, man, that boat just can't get over how beautiful it is.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yep.
Great job, Ryan.
We had lots of nice AFCO gear that we gave away to the passengers, and I did that on the way out, and I kept seeing it come out from the stateroom throughout the trip, and everybody was super happy with it.
Awesome. Hey, nice job, buddy.
We appreciate it.
Well, Ryan, great job hosting. We certainly would love to have you back. It was an excellent job. Sounds like a great trip, and thanks for a great report and nice going, enjoy that RSW.
I will. I'm going to go to processing and pick it up today.
All right, Ryan. Great job. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on the next one.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Yeah. Let's find out what's biting down in the Baja, Corey.
I know, Rick, and it's sponsored by Gamakatsu, and top anglers know who makes the best hooks. That's Gamakatsu. But did you know that Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage. And Gamakatsu also makes jig heads, line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com or check out your local detailer. And going down to the Baja and say good morning to Mr. Cassman. Good morning.
What's up, Cass?
Hey, Corey, Ricky. Good show, boys.
Having fun, buddy.
That's good. Hey, listen, I just had a group of guys from the inland saltwater anglers get back from Moreto. They were down there fish 4 days. They got back on Thursday. They had a fabulous trip down there in Loreto. They were getting daily limits of Dorado, mostly in the teens and a few in the 20s, using, you know, tuna-style lures like the Zookers. And like I said, they just raved about the trip. They were talking about just the whole operation. They stayed at the I lost my trip. I can't think of it. At the hotel. Ricky, help me out.
La Mission?
In Loretta?
La Mission.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, hey, with age, you start losing a few things there.
Too many trips to Taco El Rey, and things just, you know, you get those taco sweats, and you just don't remember the same.
I think that's...
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, they stayed at the beautiful La Mission there, Ocean View Rooms, and they fish with our charter master there, Danny Talamantes, and like I say, they raved about the trip. Besides the limits of Dorado, they were into Cabrilla, plenty of bonita, no yellowtail, which was really kind of strange because yellowtail were biting there the week before. But like I say, they just raved about the trip. So some fabulous Dorado fishing, kind of like the old days in Loreto when it was like the Dorado capital of the world. And I think it's basically coming back again. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo there, Bob Phillips of La Playita, Baja Bob indicated that they're catching some nice Dorado there. 30, 40, 50 pounds. One of his guys that he knows down there was out fishing, and they had their limits of Dorado, big bulls, and they saw one fish come by that was the captain, and they say he's right on as far as estimating. It was probably 60 to 70-pound Dorado going by the boat but would not take a bait. But anyway, up in the porpoise out at the 1150 spot, we're holding yellowfin tuna, 40 to 60 pound fish. And he also says, if you guys want striped marlin right now, there's a ton of them out basically in the same area. So, you know, you can go and basically hit those striped marlin and almost be guaranteed you're going to get yourself your marlin, especially those guys that have never caught them. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Look forward to talking to you guys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip down into Southern Baja or join Corey and I at the Lake El Salto bass trip that we're doing January 26th to 30. Give me a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cass, great report as always. And Matt, you know, being that AFCO is a big freshwater bass place now, like, I just think that you need to be a research development, you know, program. You should be probably going to Salto with Corey and Cassman there, you know, get your freshwater bass on.
Hey, I strongly agree. We'll have to put the request in.
Great job, like Cass. I'll look forward to talking to you next week. Hey, Ron, a reminder, a very fun event coming up next week. It's the Kids Fishing Derby on the Crystal Pier, put on by the San Diego Anglers Foundation. And boy, not a cooler group and not a cooler event. It's just a free fishing day for kids. Everything about it is free. Again, it's Sunday, July 31st. That's tomorrow, 7 a.m. to noon. There's three different age categories. There's 3 to 6, there's 7 to 12, and then 13 to 15. Everything's free, including a limited amount of loaner fishing rods. They're having a hot dog lunch. There's an awards and a small round will follow. If you want more information, just go to sandiegoanglers.com, or you can check out their Facebook page as well. But it's just
it's a really cool deal, Rick. They actually, that was Ron Baker's little baby, and Ron Baker's little deal turned into San Diego Anglers and Dwayne's kind of,
yes.
Well, it's such a neat event. Like you said, it's free.
Somebody needed to take that on when Ron left, and what better organization than San Diego Anglers? And it's just a free day. Come out, go fishing. The gear supplied is provided, the bait's provided. Jim on the Crystal Pier, Jim Bossett, obviously provides the most killer venue for it to happen. It's just free. You don't need a reservation. Just show up, go fishing, have fun, have some awards, have a free lunch. It's just awesome.
And nothing better for somebody listening that has a grandchild or, you know, a 5 to 8 year old that's never even been on a boat or something. Just go down to the pier and have fun. There's surf perch, yellowfin croaker. They even catch some big yellowtail off that pier, too.
You're not lying about that. Yeah, that's killer. Well, it's going to be a fun event tomorrow. Certainly go check it out.
All right. Hey, we're going to have more from Maddie and NAFCO when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's the truth. I was putting my gear together for our big Cedro sport fishing trip, leaving on Monday. Can't wait to get back down to the island. And I looked at my quiver, and it is damn near all tranks, man.
300, 400, yeah, 500?
I did, yeah. I mean, my favorite surface iron kelp cutter style outfit is a Tranks 500 with 80-pound max quattro tied to, like, a 3-foot piece of 60-pound fluorocarbon.
There you go.
I know you don't need to. I know I talk about this all the time. I'm a tackle junkie. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I'm not going to change. I bring 2 surface iron outfits when I go down to that island. You do not need to, but it's my favorite way to catch them. My rig number 1 for me is a Trinidad 20, and I fish that with just straight 40-pound mono. That's my favorite surface iron outfit. But when that fish is in the kelp line and tight to it, I like to have another outfit that is a Tranks 500 full 80-pound, so that great for catching calico bass. But then when you do hook a yellow that's in that kelp line and he dusts you into one of those kelp stringers, you just put a big bend in the rod and hang out. And when that thing's shaking its head and beating its tail, you just feel that pop, 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 pop. And the next thing you know, it cuts right through the kelp and you wind your fish straight to the boat.
And I don't know what it is, Rick, at the gearing or what it is, but they are so smooth and the drag is so buttery smooth. It never wears down.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I got the whole compliment and looking forward to it. And you'll look forward to it, too. It's the Tranks line of reels available at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, and just having a great time. And Maddie, just a cool guy, knowing he grew up, right here with the radio show, and now he's a big part of AFCO.
Man,
cool.
Yeah, and if we don't get a call from Jerry in Garden Grove, this would be now a couple of shows in a row. I'm gonna be pissed about it. So Jerry, if you're listening, like, I'm gonna take personal offense if that doesn't. At least a text, I need a Jared Dog text at least.
You would have to know how to text, Rick.
All right, well, that's fine. Hand the phone to Connie. Yeah. She'll fire the text off for you. Like, I need something. But, we're having a great time this morning. Like Corey said, man, come join us. We're having a great time giving away some killer prizes, Corey.
I agree, man. It's super cool. The Urban Angler Backpack to one lucky texter there. You can only do that via the app. Go to the app, free download, and text us right there. And you have a question for Maddie and AFCO, and you could do that. Urban Angler Backpack is super cool. Somebody's going to be stoked. And then a lucky caller's getting $100 worth of stuff from AFCO. Just a certificate. You can go on the site. And
yeah, you can pick out anything on AFCO.com.
I'll tell you what. The sun shirts are the only sun shirts I own. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm kind of – I don't know the technical end. Maybe you can describe it better, Maddie. But I can tell you this as an angler, that I don't sweat. I can wear it in the sun on a hot, balmy day like today, tropical – and I don't sweat. They breathe.
Yeah, so all of our sun shirts, and there's so many of them now. I mean, originally it was just a samurai shirt, but they're all DWR coated, so they'll wick moisture. And they have antimicrobial properties that actually pull moisture from your skin, so it keeps you drier. That's the thing with sweat gets on you, you get almost like a you know, damp or humid from being wet, like in a cotton shirt. So it pulls that moisture away and then dries very rapidly. So, you know, you're a little bit cooler because you have UPF 50 built in, and then you're drier because you're not sitting in your own sweat.
It's hard to describe to somebody who has fished, lived their whole life in a cotton t-shirt, that you could put a shirt on, especially a shirt that has long sleeves, and be cooler in that than you would be in a cotton t-shirt. But it really is the case.
That's the honesty. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I don't like being hot and sweaty. And like you said, Rick, wearing a long sleeve shirt, the first thing that comes to your mind is like, oh my God, I'm going to suffocate here, you know? And they do. They breathe, and it's just, it's built for performance.
Yeah. And you know, even now, even more so, like an aero mesh fabric, you can almost see through. And that's even lighter than any performance shirt we've ever made. And I was wearing that in the Carolinas and in Florida. And the biggest thing is it dries so quickly. I mean, you could get soaked, and within 20 minutes, you're dry.
And that's, we're talking El Salto. And so I literally wear a pair of AFCO shorts and the sun shirt, and you just let it rain on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's, guys are scratching around for their foul weather gear, and it's like, dude, just keep fishing.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
In the humidity, I think of it as like a little refresher. I mean,
it is.
It dries, so
honestly,
might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, and it just dries off quickly, so it's, hats off.
Yeah, awesome. No doubt. Well, hey, we had a great text come through. This one's from Nate in La Mesa. Said, I just want to give a big thanks to AFCO for their generosity to our fishing community. Not only do they pledge 10% off or 10% of their profits to conservation programs, they also offer discounts to first responders, military, teachers, and healthcare workers. It's such an awesome company with great products, and I just want to say thanks. That's from Nate in La Mesa.
Awesome. Thanks, Nate. Yeah, I mean, That history of AFCO giving back to conservation goes back to essentially when the company first started. So every year, 10% of our profits go to multiple organizations, whether it's CCA, IGFA, you know, we're part of ASA, essentially any conservation body that is related to the fishing industry. Bill and Casey Shedd both are involved with on a personal level as far as helping the organization, but also, you know, AFCO provides our money to help support those organizations so we can keep fishing.
It's 10% off the top. I mean, that's money, that's money that should be going into their pockets that any other company, that's 10% of the profit, and they put it right back into conservation.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest thing, I think. You know, we always challenge every company in the industry, you know, if you don't have a future in fishing, then we're all out of a job, you know, and you know, no one, you know, 10, 20 years from now is going to get to experience what we all have for so long. So that's our mindset, is if we can do some good now, you know, we have a future for our kids to fish later down the line.
That's awesome. Good job. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Armand? Armand, call from Seal Beach. Appreciate you joining us, Armand.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Actually, I just need to give you guys some more praise on those sun shirts. I talked to one of your employees, Seth, and he hooked me up. I have both the Uri and the Barracuda Geocool, and they are fantastic. I've used it for more than just fishing because, you know, you went out on the overnight trips or day and a half. They're great. But I've taken it rock climbing up in Red Rocks where I'm going up, you know, hundreds of feet, and I just got back from a multi-week trip to Brazil where I experienced multiple different climates of the Amazon where it's hot and humid, or the Pantanal where it's really dry but still hot. And, man, those shirts, so much better than just wearing a cotton t-shirt and lathering up with sunscreen. They keep you cool and comfortable. So I just want to say hats off to them. My
so
only wish
put.
Is hopefully maybe you guys make some more colors. Maybe get some of those earthy greens or browns so you feel a little more camo for anything like that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no, that's very valid, and I appreciate it. Fall launches in the next, I think, month. They start shipping 8-1, 9-1. So if you check out, you know, AFCO.com or your local retailer, you'll see some of those more earthy tones in our fall line and then going into our spring line, which will be out for the first of the year as well. So that perfectly put, and definitely we have some stuff, you know, coming your way that'll work for you.
I always loved, like, all of the khaki and olive colors it always had, like, for like upland bird hunting, because it's always so hot that you always wanted, like, the AFCO sun shirt, but you know, you still wanted to slide
light
in
color.
And not be two thumbs out. So I was always ordering, like, you know, olive stone, like, funky colored AFCO shorts it would normally never have, but like then in the field it was like, man, this thing is legit.
Yeah, totally.
So appreciate the phone call. Let's jump right back into them, Corey.
How about Rich? Rich calling from Camarillo. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Morning.
Morning, everyone. I have a Urban Angler backpack, and I love it. I love the features on it. I like especially the push-button snap it has on the shoulder straps, makes it easy to take off. What my question is do you sell the plastic Ziploc bags that come inside? And also, in your boots, do you make those in a wide version?
No, awesome. Yeah, no, we appreciate the support. On the Urban Angler backpack, we do plan on offering replacement bladders online, and some of our retailers will carry them. You know, you could also clean the bladder currently with, like, warm water mixed with lemon or, like, vinegar and just rinse it out really good when you're done. That keeps, you know, anything in there a little bit foul-smelling down. You know, if you leave water in it long-term, it will start to stink a little bit. But
as a wood with any container.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So you could do lemon water or vinegar, and then we will sell replacements. As far as the boot, our first version of the boot, we won't offer a wide. We're going to offer a size 8 through a 14. And we'll look at wide down the line, but we definitely took into account people with wider feet. I'm one of them. I wear almost a 13, and have a little bit wider foot. So they fit really well, and we'll definitely look at a wide option.
Obviously, I've never even seen them, don't have anything to say, but like AFTCO clothes have always been generously cut. So if the boot is the same way, I'm sure that you'll probably be pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah.
You know, AFTCO has, like, never been known for, you know, super tight fitting, super small. It's always been like, you know, we always joked in the tackle store, we always called them fisherman's cut. They're like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be a 36 or 38. Like, you're probably going to be fine with your 36, buddy. Don't worry about it. Like, you'll be all good.
That's how we always joke. We're always like, you know, we're fishermen. You know, not too many fishermen you see going down the dock that are, like, size 30 waist and a size medium tee, you know.
I think you're going to be stoked on the new boots there. But appreciate the phone call very much. We had a great text come through. This one, hi, Matt. I own several AFTCO products, all excellent quality and very durable. I use them mainly for sun protection, but also the foul weather gear. When laundering them, does one need to worry about washing the materials that provide the SPF protection? How's that best taken care of? That's Norman in San Diego.
That's a great question. You know, all of our products that have the, you know, the UPF features, the DWR features, they are long-lasting, but, you know, today's washing detergents that you buy from the store aren't meant to wash technical apparel. So what we always recommend is picking up Nick Wax or something comparable to Nick Wax at REI. We sell on our website or any, like, sporting goods retailer. And what that is, it's solution and coatings meant for technical apparel. And they carry everything to wash your fleece reaper all the way to your samurai sun protection shirt. And it's just all really recycled elements that just don't affect anything that's in the garment and actually coat them for longer lasting life.
So it's something you put into the laundry wash.
Yeah. So
it,
like,
Maddie put me on that years ago, and it is like it just replaces, you know, it replaces your Tide with something that was meant for washing, you know, your, because, you know, when you do make an investment in your, you know, in your barricade suit, I mean, it's an investment, you know, you're buying a high end piece of gear, and like your Talica, you don't, you know, when you come back, you don't wash it with, you know, high pressure hose and you know, and bleach dish soap. You know, you take care of that thing and you spray it down right, maybe you hit a little coat of corrosion X on it, like, and it's the same thing. You know, this is like some of the gear you guys make, it's becoming a tool. It's not a cotton t-shirt. You know, you made a serious investment on it.
Yeah, and that's the great thing with Nick Wax. So for example, my dad and I were down in Baja fishing for a week, so we had like a ton of, you know, gear when we came back. And
Tony Reyes trip?
Yep, Tony Reyes.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, so that was a ton of fun. I mean, as you know, it's super hot, sweating. I mean, I think I went through like 3 sun shirts a day, just, you know, because you're on and off the boat. And so, you know, I had tons of stuff, and I got home, you throw it all in the wash. It's a two-part process. So you throw the cleaning solution in, run the washer. When that's done, then you just do a rinse cycle with another part of the solution, and it recoats everything, and it's essentially good as new. Like, nothing's touched, nothing's deteriorated like it would if you're using like a Tide or a Gain. Don't get me wrong, you could still use Tide or Gain.
Sure.
It's just extending the longevity of it using this, you know, specialized solution.
You're giving this like technical way of washing the product, but let me tell you, I've had shirts for 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And they're brand new. And they're just in a regular wash.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, you don't have to do that.
No.
You're just giving, like maybe Rick said, sort of the barricade suit or.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Corey. You're right. I mean, don't be listening and think, like, oh, if I buy one of these shirts, I have to go through that. Like,
no.
Because you're harsh, and you wear it. You're harsh on your gear, and you wear it all the time.
I put it through the use. It gets stained. It gets fish blood. You know, yeah. I mean, there's stuff going on, and it's put through a regular wash. And you could look at every shirt that I've got in my arsenal, and it's they look brand new.
Yeah, and as I say, you know, for me, even... I mean, I may do the Nick Wax solution once every 10 times.
Oh, there you go.
Just because you don't, you know, gain stuff, you can wash them that. It's just if you want to expand the life of it, yeah, you can just do the Nick Wax coating.
That's it.
All
good
right,
call,
good
man.
Stuff. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Maddie and Apco. We're going to learn all this cool stuff, and somebody's getting some cool prizes. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app. They're Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.